This is HPR episode 1966 entitled, What's in My Bag? It is hosted by Swift110 and is about 7 minutes long. The summary is, I talk about what I have in my bag today.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Swift110, and today I decided I'm going to do something that you've probably heard over and over on Hacker Public Radio. It's pretty much what's in my bag. Thought it would be interesting, especially since today I managed to bring both of my laptops to the library. But wait, there's more. I got a lot of stuff in this bag. Let's go ahead and start with the bag itself. For one, the bag is one of those Timbuktu messenger bags that I bought, I'd say, early. I'm trying to think when I got it. I don't know if it was the beginning of 2015 or 2014. In either event, I've had this bag for quite some time, and it is able to stand the test of time. And I'm very happy with it. In fact, I got it this around the same time I got my first Lenovo X201. So that helps to give me a better idea of when I got it. I'll double check that. But talk about what's in the bag today. Well, I have a Lenovo X201. This is not the first one that I purchased, by the way. I love the first one so much. You know, the make, the motto of the Lenovo X201, that I decided to get him a twin. And so here she is. Whatever, a twin. It's another X201. And yeah. So this is the second X201 that I purchased. I would talk about the specs and whatnot, but I've either done that already or will do that, so there's no need to do that now. But that Lenovo X201 laptop is in the bag today. It weighs approximately 3 pounds, so it's much lighter than what I was carrying around before. The Fujitsu Lifebook 4215. It's considerably light. In fact, when I first started carrying it around in this bag, I would often think that I left it at home by mistake and get upset, only to realize that I actually had the laptop. That's how much lighter it is. It especially makes a difference when you carry as much stuff around as I do. So this is not by any means a normal day. Just sometimes I decide I want to have both laptops and do different things on them. So let's continue talking about that. So okay, one laptop in here is the Lenovo X201. That's about 3 pounds, complete with its power cord. Gotta have that. Power cord. Now, of course, I also have the charging cables for both my Android phone and my iPad 3. So all my charging cables are in here. I have a 5-volt USB adapter in case I want to use it for the phone or even my laptop. I mean, my phone or even my iPad 3, by the way. I just have it in here. So USB 5-volt charger there. I have 5-volt adapter. Let me not mix things up. In addition to that, let me do it another way. So I have another laptop in here. In this case, it's the Sony Vaio VPCE-B42FM. Yeah, that thing. That's a 15.5 inch screen laptop, and it weighs about 6 pounds. So already 10 pounds with just the laptops in there by itself, and one of the laptops needs power, obviously. Let me go ahead and take care of that. Thankfully, I did remember this charger. I'd rather not have it die on me. And as you probably figured out, I have a cold. That's why my voice is absolutely torched. But it's okay. Nothing that's gonna make the biggest deal in the world. Not really that bad off. Believe me, my roommate is a lot worse off, so this is a good thing. Well, for my sake. Just for the sake of being selfish. Now, I had to switch the head on the laptop charger that I have because obviously Lenovo X201 and the Sony Vaio do not use the same charging head. The charger that I have for them is one of the ones that can have different heads to fit different laptops, and that makes it extremely versatile. So glad I bought this. I don't remember how long it was that I got it, but I'm trying to think if it was, I don't know, about 5 years ago, but it's definitely been a few years that I've had it, and it served me very usefully over time. Okay, so I got the charging cables. I have the 5-volt adapter plugged into the wall. It can be used for the iPad 3. It can be used for my cell phone. But wait, there's more. I also have this here tablet. I have an iPad 3 with me, by the way. And I have this Samsung Galaxy Tab 3 Lite. This crappy tablet. It's an Android tablet. So that's here as well. What else is in the bag? Well, let's go ahead and see what else is in here. I have a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 USB drives, ranging in sizes from 16 gigs to 4. I think I only have 1 4 gig. They're either 16s or 8 gigs USB drives. And then I have an SD card that's in a USB drive adapter. So that's there as well. I think that's 2 gigs. I also brought a little screwdriver in case I want to open up either laptop, most likely the Lenovo. I also have with me an iPod Classic 6. That's in there as well. You heard me put it down. And then I have a spare battery for the X201. Obviously, I could just put this extra battery in instead of plugging it up. Then I could use that cable for the charging cable for the Sony Vaio instead. But I didn't think to do that, and I probably won't. Let's see if there's anything else in this bag. I've already taken out quite a bit. Is there anything else in here? I think I'm a little done. Yeah, so that's all that's in the bag. But as you can see, a lot of technology that I carried around today, and it is, well, the only other thing in here is a wiping cloth. It's a screen wiper for the laptops, iPad, whatever. So that's what's in my bag. Hope you guys enjoyed, and you have a great day. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.